right, big things happening in downtown Springfield, and the weather's just been absolutely gorgeous, and a lot of activities from art fairs to Pride Fest to even more things to look forward to down the line. Downtown Springfield is a buzz, and to join us as we do often, let's talk with Kayla Graven from Downtown Springfield Incorporated. Kayla, thanks for taking time with us. You've got some announcements you've made recently concerning entertainment in downtown Springfield. What's going on?
Yes, so the Love It Amp Springfield free 10-week concert series is back, and we finally announced our lineup. We just made the announcement yesterday, so we're super excited to kick that off. It'll kick off June 1st next week with the Lily Lewis Project. So I'm really excited about bringing her. She was one of my bands that I really want to bring up here.
What kind of music is Lily Lewis?
She is a soul music. So okay. She also speaks more about civil rights movements and tells her story about living in the South. So I'm super excited about her coming up here to share her story and be able to experience a different type of music up here in Springfield.
So that's one artist, but of course this is all going to be happening on the Y Block,
yes.
Which, you know, it's a great venue tucked right north of the governor's mansion. You could see the Capitol off in the distance, and it's a great spot.
It is a great spot. It's one of those, that's the thing that I really love about the Love It Amp grant was the point was to activate underutilized space. And what better than the Y Block, right? So
absolutely.
We were able to activate that space to show vision of what could happen there, possibly happen there. And we've seen other people utilize that space, like the Highland Games take place there now in the summer. I think that's in June, so be on the lookout for those coming up. And also people just utilize that space for other things, like there's been graduation on that space. The Y used to go work out on that space. So we were able to activate that space and show what things could happen there with just an empty block. So imagine what could happen there if something is developed in that space.
and a lot of conversations about how to develop that property. Again, it's prime real estate right there downtown Springfield, just north of the governor's mansion. Used to be the old YMCA.
YWCA.
Thank you. And the history lesson there. But obviously, the property was falling into continued disrepair. So they tore it down and you got this vacant lot. But it's been that way for several years. And for several years, you guys with Downtown Springfield Incorporated have been lining up these concerts with the Love It Amp concert series. But what do you foresee? What's the latest conversation and the latest proposal for what that space will ultimately be? Will it be like an outdoor amphitheater, kind of a public park situation? We've heard about water features possibly down there. What's the latest in that conversation?
You know, we just had administration changeover. So we are letting her transition in, and then we're going to start those conversations happening again. I know there has been proposals submitted with the prior administration that had a mixed-use space where it could be potentially a space for an amphitheater. We're looking forward to continuing those conversations with Mayor Buescher for sure.
Kayla Graven with us. She is the executive director of Downtown Springfield Incorporated. And of course, it's an organization that connects businesses with businesses and advocates on behalf of Downtown Springfield businesses. Things are a buzz. Huge weekend last weekend. Huge weekend the weekend before last weekend. You had the Fat Ass 5K then. But of course, it's just going to be event after event after event. You've got the farmers market going on. Again, kind of give us that headline here about the Love It concert series. And some of the announcements there are.
Yeah, so we're bringing back a lot of the traditions that people love, right? So there'll be food trucks available there. We also have different beverage opportunities. We're bringing back Maker's Row. And if you guys want to sign up, you can go to Love It Amp Springfield's Facebook page. There's a link there to be able to sign up for Maker's Row.
What is Maker's Row?
Yeah, so Maker's Row is for small businesses to set up to share, to sell their wares, right? But one of the things that we want to make sure that we've done really good with the farmers market is to help people build capital, be able to identify what products people want. So it's a place for them to showcase themselves. And eventually we try to convert them into brick and mortars or fill vacancies. So it's a very low entry point where people can come and be able to, the community can go see what they have. We also have a new thing called Community Row. So something similar to Maker's Row, right? An opportunity for smaller nonprofits to be able to show what they have, the services they provide, recruit volunteers, because we know there's a need for mentors in the kids in our communities now. So those type of community groups should come and apply for that. We also have our kids area coming. The YMCA has stepped up to help us with five of those dates. We also have a photo area for card your yard. And, you know, it's all possible made by sponsorships. Our number one sponsor is PNC, who's been with us since the very beginning in 2019. And the Community Foundation for the Land of Lincoln has helped made a stage possible. I know our first year we have come leaps and bounds for sound and stage. So they've helped make that possible for us.
And again, that's just the Levitt Amp concert series.
Yes.
With all the rows and the makers and the community. Yes. And the kids and the music and the food and the drinks and the hanging out and just kicking back on a blanket and enjoying the atmosphere and looking at the beautiful governor's mansion off in the distance with the Capitol just around the corner. Just a small sampling of what's going on downtown Springfield Incorporated. Kayla, tell us how people, businesses listening, if they're not already a member of DSI, how do they become a member of Downtown Springfield Incorporated?
You can always go to downtownspringfield.org and go to our membership page to look there, or you can reach out to Haley. She is our membership manager, and she is a wonderful connection. Also, that our people that are members of us always communicate with her to be able to get their information out. That's one of the most benefits. Our Facebook page is almost up to 20,000 followers. Wow. And likes, so we have a huge reach. So it's a really great tool that our members can utilize.
So make that happen. Kayla, greatly appreciated as always. Looking forward to seeing you downtown Springfield, all right?
Yep, thanks so much.
It is Springfield's Morning News on 92.7 WMAY, Springfield's News and